This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The next couple of days will be consumed with education, public schools, and then UNM again. The recent court ruling that says the legislature isn't funding education enough, especially at-risk kids, is going to get an appeal from the Public Education Department. Christopher Ruzkowski, the Secretary of Public Education, says, quote, "Unfortunately, the judge missed the boat with his ruling," end quote. He says that education spending is up and now, quote, "at an all-time high," end quote. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Some lawmakers are also wondering how they can comply with the judge's ruling, since they're currently putting 44% of the general fund budget, or $2.8 billion, into public ed. Senator John Arthur Smith, a Deming Democrat and chair of the Senate Finance Committee, said, quote, "We have no direction from the courts other than fix it," end quote. More after this. Judge Sarah Singleton said the state has to come up with a plan by April to meet the deficiencies outlined by the court. PED has until mid-August to file an appeal, which Ruzkowski says they will. Those who filed the suit a few years ago held a press conference in a park at Washington Middle School and praised the judge in her decision. Former Secretary of Public Education and now Superintendent of the Santa Fe Public Schools, Veronica Garcia, said the case addresses basic needs in schools like textbooks and salaries for teachers. She said, quote, "I feel somewhat saddened by the generations lost. It's about damn time we do something right for our kids," end quote. The groups which brought the suit, the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, said that the state has 9 months to correct the problems. They said it's the money, but it's also about a system to monitor whether the state follows the Constitution in their responsibility to students. Judge Singleton didn't get specific about how much more money the state has to spend. That will be a key topic in next year's 60-day session. But it is sure to involve increased teacher pay, a topic some legislators say they support. Teachers, however, did get a pay raise this year. Senator Smith says that all other issues, gun control and marijuana, will have to take a back seat next year to this issue. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
An issue and not to be forgotten are the at-risk kids. Judge Singleton said there were not appropriate instructional materials for Native American students and also addressed their reading scores at 17.6%. While the state spends a lot of money on public education, they need to look at where they spend it and how much they spend per student. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.